There are signs that record low interest rates are now finally feeding through to the housing market, with property prices rising across the capital cities by an average of 5% in the past year. That's released pent-up demand, with the auction clearance rates in Sydney rising above 80% in recent weeks. But experts say the GFC still casts a long shadow over the property market, ensuring prices won't move into bubble territory anytime soon, as our business editor Cheryl Bagwell reports.
It only seems like yesterday that the world was predicting that house prices in Australia were set to fall off a cliff.
This is something you have to get out of the way of. If you're a young couple, do not buy a house if you're getting married for another 3 years. If you're older, do not buy a vacation home or retirement home now. Wait. And if you're older and your kids are leaving the nest and you say, gosh, I want to downsize down the road, downsize now to reduce your exposure to real estate. Because we've seen this happen in Miami and California, the States. People don't think it can happen. When it does, it's brutal.
That was US economist Harry Dent speaking to Channel 7's David Kosh in late 2011. Back then, Harry Dent was predicting that Australian house prices would crash by 50% in the coming year. Well, that of course didn't happen, but they have moved around a bit in the past 5 years. Shane Oliver is chief economist with AMP Capital Investors.
Through the GFC, we saw average falls in capital cities around Australia of around 5, 6, 7%, those sorts of declines. Then starting in 2009, going into around mid-2010, Australian house prices rose somewhere on average between 15 and 20%. So a very strong response to the interest rate cuts we saw at the time of the GFC. Then interest rates started to rise again from late 2010. House prices peaked and we saw a fall again of around, you know, falls of 5 to 7% going into, I guess, the first half of 2012. And now, of course, what's happened is that those price falls that we saw from 2010 have largely reversed themselves.
It's taken a while, but the RBA steadily lowering interest rates over the past 18 months is now finally perking up the housing market. Average capital city house prices rose by 2.4% in the June quarter and by more than 5% over the past year. The turnaround has been the strongest in Sydney, where auction clearance rates are now back to boom time levels. And that in turn has begun to cause some concern among mortgage lenders, the largest of which is the Commonwealth Bank. His chief executive, Ian Narev, speaking on Breakfast yesterday.
We've all learnt from different economic cycles that when interest rates are sustained at a low rate, that has the risk of asset bubbles, and housing can be one class of those assets. So we do need to be concerned about that.
But not quite yet. Aussie Home Loans founder and chairman John Simon believes the property market is still a long way from bubble territory because buyers remain reluctant to take on debt.
Unlike any other interest rate cycle of, you know, interest rates dropping, I've never seen the caution that buyers are exhibiting this in this cycle. You know, and I've been involved in the housing market now for over 40 years. Now, I think that's a good thing. And it's good that properties are starting to move, and it's good that people are out there having a look, but it's a long way from a property bubble. So I'm very confident that, you know, we're nowhere near a property bubble.
That's a view shared by AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver. He says the GFC still casts a long shadow over the property market.
If you go back 10 years ago, the most popular shows on TV were house-related, renovation shows, The Block, those sorts of shows. These days they tend to be cooking-related shows. So we don't have the frenzy that we had a decade or so ago, nor do I see signs that people are trying to rush into the housing market for fear of missing out. And likewise, when you look at the growth in household debt, it's picked up, but it's from a relatively modest level. We're looking at growth in total housing-related debt at the moment of around 4.5%, whereas through the boom years, it was up around 20% or more. So I think we are seeing a changed attitudes on the part of Australians, and that reflects the experience of the GFC. People are just reluctant to take on a lot of debt, knowing that house prices can go down, as they saw in the US and the UK and elsewhere, as well as up.
But there's no doubt that lower interest rates has put some spark back into the housing market, and that's good news for the economy, says Shane Oliver.
You want to see house prices going up a little bit because that supports household wealth, and when household wealth is rising, people spend more in the shops, But you also want to see house prices going up a bit to send a signal to home builders that they need to build more homes. And, of course, that's now what we're getting.
So good news for the economy, but not so good for first home buyers. Because prices didn't crash post the GFC, they're now rising from quite a high base, making capital city property even more unaffordable than it was before. John Symond again.
Real estate prices in Australia are very high, particularly in Sydney. Sydney has had up to around 100 suburbs where the median price breaks through $1 million. These prices will change the social dynamics of the industry, where young people will start not even considering getting into housing. We do take the risk that these young people will say, hey, we've saved $50,000. We're not going to put that into a house and live 40 k's out. We'd rather put that in equity markets, we'll rent near the city, and we'll have a great lifestyle. So the great Aussie dream of owning your own home is at risk at the moment of becoming a distant dream because people are just being priced out of property.
Housing affordability is an issue that's yet to be raised by the major parties during this election campaign. That may be because the issue doesn't lend itself to the quick fix. But economists like Shane Oliver believe it's crucial that housing affordability be addressed by the next government.
After the election, if there's one issue I would like to see resolved, it's making Australian housing much more affordable for new entrants, not just by cutting interest rates, but getting house prices down or down to levels that are more sustainable relative to people's incomes. The key to doing that is just to supply more houses into the market and encourage decentralisation away from our big capital cities.